From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Authorities now say a 17th person has died as a result of massive flooding in two southern states. According to local officials, the body of a 30-year-old man was recovered from a lake in South Carolina this morning in an area that has seen extensive flooding. Many of those who've died are believed to have been swept away by floodwaters. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said even though the weather's cleared, many roads are still closed.
The Department of Transportation is reporting 469 closures. 163 of those are bridges.
In Columbia, South Carolina, much of that city remains crippled by historic flooding. National Guard has been shoring up some areas between a breached canal and a river using one-ton sandbags dropped from helicopters. The White House is refusing to apologize for the military strike on a hospital in Afghanistan that the top U.S. commander there is calling a mistake. NPR's Maura Liasson has the story.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest refused to apologize for the incident, although he has called it a profound tragedy. Earnest said the president wants to wait until at least one of the three ongoing investigations of the incident gathers more information. Currently, the Department of Defense, NATO, and a group of U.S. and Afghan officials are trying to determine how the hospital, run by the group Doctors Without Borders, was hit by U.S. warplanes. Earnest said that President Obama expects steps to be taken to prevent such an incident from recurring. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Washington State is filing a federal lawsuit against a county that it says runs a modern-day debtor's prison. NPR's Joseph Shapiro says the lawsuit contends people who are homeless, unemployed, or just out of prison go to jail when they can't pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in court fines.
Last year, an NPR investigation analyzed jail records in Benton County, Washington, and found that about one out of every four people in jail for a misdemeanor offense was there because they failed to pay court fines and fees. The ACLU did a similar analysis, and now it has filed a lawsuit, saying the courts fail to check, as required by law, if people are too poor to pay those fines and should instead have their debt reduced or erased or be given some alternative, such as community service. But court officials in Benton County say they already give people multiple chances to pay what they owe. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
The International Monetary Fund is out with yet another revision to its global growth forecast. According to the IMF, it now expects the world economy to expand at only a 3.1% rate this year, down from a July forecast of 3.3%. That would be the slowest pace of increase since the last recession. The report forecasts the U.S. economy will grow at a 2.6% rate this year. Stocks appear to be taking a breather today after five straight up sessions, a mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average eked out 13-point gain to 16,790. The Nasdaq was down 31 points. The S&P 500 fell 7 points. This is NPR. Turkey is warning the European Union it should expect as many as 3 million more refugees to flee fighting in Syria. Around 2 million refugees are in Turkey already, while tens of thousands of others have entered the EU via Greece. EU Council President Donald Tusk said today Turkey anticipates the millions of additional refugees will come from Aleppo and its neighborhoods. The latest estimate comes as the EU continues to deal with a refugee crisis that has now reached unprecedented proportions. The trial of a professional basketball player began today in New York. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, an Atlanta Hawks player is charged with resisting arrest during a confrontation with police in April.
Tabo Cephalosha suffered a season-ending leg fracture in a struggle with police outside a Manhattan nightclub. Cephalosha pleaded not guilty to the charges, which also included disorderly conduct. His lawyer rejected a plea deal from prosecutors, saying Cephalosha wants to clear his name in court. The confrontation occurred after another NBA player was stabbed outside the club. Police say Cephalosha ignored orders to move away from the crime scene, charged at a police officer, and then flailed wildly during the arrest. Cephalosha's lawyer says a white police officer targeted the black basketball player because of his race, sparking the confrontation. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
Costs of dealing with cybercrime are on the rise for both the U.S. companies and those operating abroad. That's based on the latest annual study from the group Ponemon Institute, which is pegging the average annual cost of cybercrime per major U.S. corporation somewhere in the area of $15 million. That's up nearly 20% from a year ago. The study looked at a sample of 58 large U.S. companies. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.